Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. State police and the Office of the Medical Examiner are investigating the death of Aaron Hernandez. The former New England Patriots player was found dead in his prison cell yesterday. The Department of Corrections calls it an apparent suicide. The 27-year-old was serving a life sentence without parole for the 2013 murder of Odin Lloyd. But before his arrest, Hernandez was a rising star in the NFL, making millions. WBUR's Shira Springer looks back at Hernandez's fast rise to sports fame and fortune and his hard fall.
Brady stepping up, throwing. He's got a target. He's got Hernandez for the touchdown.
Second and a deuce. And over the middle, getting free. Touchdown, Hernandez.
I've really been impressed with Aaron Hernandez. You know, this guy's just a tremendous athlete.
Before multiple murder trials, this is the Aaron Hernandez the world knew best. He was tough and naturally talented. In 2010, he started the season as the youngest player in the NFL and set a Patriots rookie record for the most catches by a tight end. The next season, he helped lead the Patriots to the Super Bowl. The team rewarded Hernandez with a 5-year contract extension worth $40 million. The Patriots saw a long, successful future with Hernandez on the field, and Hernandez saw the same.
This is a place that not only did it change my future from them paying me, but it just changed me as a person, because you can't come here and act reckless and do your own stuff. And that was one of the persons that I came here, might have acted the way I wanted to act, but you get changed by Bill Belichick's way, and you get changed by the Patriot way. And now that I'm a Patriot, I start living like one and making the right decisions.
Fast forward 10 months after signing the extension. Hernandez is arrested at his North Attleboro home and charged with first-degree murder for the death of his friend, Odin Lloyd. The Patriots severed all ties with Hernandez less than 2 hours after his arrest. Following a lengthy trial, the jury announced its verdict on April 15, 2015.
What say you, Madam Foreperson? Is the defendant not guilty, guilty of murder in the first degree, or guilty of murder in the second degree?
Guilty of murder in the first degree.
The trial exposed a violent, troubled Hernandez, a side of the NFL star that was unfamiliar to many Patriots fans. Growing up in Bristol, Connecticut, Hernandez was a football prodigy from an athletic family. His father was a 3-sport star at Bristol Central High School, a running back at the University of Connecticut, and strong mentor. Here's Hernandez speaking to CNN about his father's influence.
That's a quote my father always used to give me. If it is to be, it is up to me. Basically saying, whatever I want my life to be, it's up to me to make it out that way.
His father died unexpectedly when Hernandez was 16, and Hernandez was devastated. The tight end admitted he was lost after his father's death, uncertain who he should talk to or hang out with. He started running with a bad crowd. Those associations remained as he moved from Bristol to the University of Florida. He was 17 years old.
I'm Aaron Hernandez from Bristol, Connecticut. I play at Bristol Central High School, and I'm going to be a Gator. I became number one tight end in the country, so I wanted to play at a top school and play with the top kids, because my dad always said, to be the best, you have to play the best, and that's what I wanted to do.
Hernandez became the best college player at his position, but it wasn't long before his name was connected with two violent incidents in Gainesville. 4 months after he arrived, while out with teammates, he punched a bouncer at a bar. He was also questioned in connection with a shooting. Those two incidents weren't widely known until Hernandez faced murder charges. Hernandez's marijuana use, however, was widely known. That, combined with serious concerns about his character, deterred teams from drafting the tight end. Bill Belichick and the Patriots took a chance and selected Hernandez in the 4th round. 3 years later, Hernandez couldn't escape his trouble-filled past. Belichick appeared recently on CNBC. It was shortly before Hernandez was acquitted of 2 other murders. The Patriots coach played a word association game with Susie Welsh.
Deflategate.
Ridiculous.
Aaron Hernandez.
Tragedy.
Heartbreaking. Yes, that would be another word.
It's a sentiment shared by many. Dan Lebowitz is executive director of Northeastern Center for the Study of Sport in Society.
This is a tragedy on every level. It's tragic that people might have died at the hands of Aaron Hernandez. It's tragic that Aaron Hernandez took his life at 27.
No matter how you look at the tragedy, four lives were cut short, and Hernandez's football career is a mere footnote. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shira Springer.